My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Yesterday, Martha Raddatz, I'll play that in a little bit, did a fact check, finally, from ABC. And it appears that the Lindsay Davis woman has kind of given it up. They were not going to fact check Kamala Harris, no matter what she said. That appears to be the lurking operation here. And the fact check was, we don't have American military in combat, in war zones, under fire anywhere in the world. I'll play it for you. So Raddatz doing that yesterday underlines, well, are these just two dopes in David Muir and the colleague there? Why didn't they fact check that and say, that's not true? We obviously do. I mean, it's front page news that we have that. It'd be almost impossible to believe that. I still think Trump ought to do another debate. I've said that. We've talked about how doable it is that he can do it. We don't know the impact of this almost assassination. Will there be any bounce coming out of this? Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, because we want to win. Here is from the big interview on Action News here in Philadelphia with Brian Taft. Just the simple layup that you have to be able to answer, right? He asks straightforward questions, things like, how are you different than President Biden? All she said is, I'm younger. I'm a new generation of leaders. Why the word salad on this, though? In other words, she's not skillful even at this. I get it. She doesn't like these questions. I can't tell. No one knows. Was the deal, hey, she'll do the interview, but you can't follow up. Even if gently saying, I get it, opportunity economy, but how are you going to bring these prices down? If she had said, well, the rate of inflation has gone down, the next response is, yes, but that doesn't bring prices down. Are you saying prices won't come down? It's just, that's just that simple. This is the emptiness of Harris. that she's not even good at attempting to formulate an answer. She's not cunning at appearing to formulate an answer. She's just going to talk and say anything to try. And she filibustered talking about lawns. She grew up where people love their lawns. She doesn't get it. We're going to jump on something like that. Make it colorless. You know, make it when there's nothing there, like lawn. So you get your attention. Did it have good edging? You know, I hate the edging. I'm willing to do the lawn, but bro, it's the edging that, oh my God.
Oh, it's just such a pain in the butt.
Exactly. But that's all that she looks for. I want that edging. I just think it looks unnatural. Let a little bit of growth in there. All right, here's Brian Taft setting up the question, which should be like T-ball here, and the answer.
Affordable for people. Yeah. What are one or two specific things you have in mind for that?
Well, I'll start with this. I grew up a middle-class kid.
Oh, stop it right there. I saw a great narrative on Twitter. The guy's wife says to him, well, how come the lawn is an edge? And his answer to her is exactly, let me start with this. I grew up in a middle-class family. Use that. The woman that could be president does it. I grew up in a middle-class family. They liked their lawns there. We had barbecues there. Just keep talking. See how far that gets you. All right, we continue.
I grew up a middle-class kid. My mother raised my sister and me. She worked very hard.
Running out the clock.
She was able to finally save up enough money to buy our first house when I was a teenager. I grew up in a community of hardworking people, you know, construction workers and nurses and teachers. And I try to explain to some people who may not have had the same experience, you know, but a lot of people will relate to this. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood of folks who were very proud of their lawn. And I was raised to believe and to know that all people deserve dignity. And that we as Americans have a beautiful character. You know, we have ambitions and aspirations and dreams, but not everyone necessarily has access to the resources that can help them fuel those dreams and ambitions. So when I talk about building an opportunity economy, it is very much with the mind of investing in the ambitions and aspirations and the incredible work ethic of the American people and creating opportunity for people, for example, to start a small business. My mother, you know, worked long hours. And
okay, Jim, I think people now have, and it just continued like that. There was never, and it's not skillfully done, is my point. I mean, all politicians are going to be evasive on something. I have a classic coming up when Martha Raddatz asked the surrogate, the governor of Massachusetts, why did Kamala Harris say that there's nobody in combat zones, nobody being shot at, first time in history here for Americans? Why did she say that? Well, Martha, I would ask, why did your two numbskull anchors there not say fact check, not say that's wrong? Did they not know? Could they have said, well, we think this is wrong. We're going to clarify that and we'll give a ruling. They do that on Jeopardy all the time.
Yeah.
Well, the judges are looking at
come
that.
Come back from the break. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was there in the, where I was, and they had 500 people there for ABC News. I'm sure over the Constitution Center, they had somebody there. Ken Jennings could have jumped in. Wrong. That's on ABC. The judges have ruled. No, there is. She would have gone nuts then. It would have blown the whole thing. But this, and no follow-up, I guess, was the ground rules.
What I found interesting about this is that, you know, politicians can just say word salad, you know, all the time. But she's, like, quivering a couple times in this clip.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Like,
she does.
She's very nervous.
Shockingly. He's just a local anchor who this is the biggest interview potentially he's going to get.
Right.
And he was calm. I know him well. He's a good guy, very mm-hmm. good guy.
Oh, yeah.
And the questions were straightforward. There was no gotcha.
Yeah.
And I suspect she had to know there's no follow-up allowed, but she did quiver several times.
I mean, she was doing a book report where she didn't read the book, and you're just trying to filibuster.
Well put. Yeah, because in the past, she doesn't want to say Henry price-fixing anymore. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to do that. She wants to pivot. They always pivot toward junk fees and insulin and stuff like that. But he's asking specifically, How can you bring down prices in the grocery store? She's just empty. And on top of it, the interview was only about 10:22, I think. Maybe they went over 22 seconds. What is this thing all the time with limiting time to an extreme measure? I mean, this is the big second interview. You think she would give them a half hour? Nope. It was only 10:22 and minute 54 of this. Well, he asked the question. It's over 2 minutes. It's just on, hey, how are you going to lower prices?
Yeah, and they're talking about lawns and next door neighbor. And
cooking with curry and all that stuff. Yeah. Also, the difference with Biden, she's a new generation of leaders. She couldn't distinguish. Look, it's not going to go overboard. I get that. It's the president. It's your party. But she's going to say, well, maybe my point of emphasis might be a little bit more over here. His point of emphasis was over here. You know, we'll get to the same place. You mean to say you're not ready for that? No, I don't think she had the questions in advance. I mean, come on. Do you need to question in advance how you're going to lower prices? Well, I wasn't expecting that one. That's unfair. This wasn't, even a climate question. How are you going to? It wasn't complicated. It wasn't set up where you're boxed in. You're only boxed in because your policies are so bad and you're so incompetent. You couldn't answer this.
You can't answer a question about like the number one issue on people's minds.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Right. Because they don't have an answer either. Or even a policy that's going to unbake those prices. But it's also, even if they slightly did, she can't articulate it. So 855-839-1210. There's not much of a bump. The only thing I'll say from the debate, and I wanted to be clear on this with President Trump. We had O'Reilly on. It was brilliant stuff. It was a missed opportunity for Trump. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Not that Harris scored unbelievably. I think it stopped the hemorrhaging of voters for it, though. But that Trump missed, is it just that's not what he wants to do? He missed the opportunity to call out on all these fact checkings, and he missed the opportunity. I thought it was a great idea. He wanted to talk about illegal immigration throughout the whole hour and a half. That's good. That's a good theme. O'Reilly had a brilliant thing at the beginning. Glad to be here tonight. I just want to take a moment and name one family murdered by these people coming over the border or raped. And I'm sure the vice president and everyone here would like to acknowledge that and join with me in that. I don't know what Harris would have done. I still think that works on any number of issues. Why not do that? And as far as the Springfield, Missouri, the media can't get enough. And I think Vance handled himself beautifully yesterday. 17 minutes. We're not going to play all that, of course. Was that with Raddatz or with Welker here?
That was Welker.
It was Welker. Yeah, Welker is one of the worst, most partisan that we've ever seen in that role. 17 minutes, that's all that she talked about. That's all that she tried to puncture. He did say that he doesn't like what Laura Loomer said. And again, she is such a negative toward Trump. I get it. You don't like being told what to do. Get her out of here. Just get her out of there. But Vance, for 17 minutes, with all that's going on, that's all they talked about. So the media trying to race back to the issue of pets and what's going on with that, rather than the second attempt at assassination. That's where they're racing today, hell-bent to do that. And again, I think that was a lost opportunity for Trump. I still think, and maybe the Trump people feel, look, this is dangerous territory with this cats and all stuff. We don't want to go there. What am I missing? Don't go there then. Go to Charleroi. Now, Henry and Dan were working all out. I mean, the behind the scenes trying to find these. You got to understand, people say, well, why don't you get this person on? They wanted to come on. It's just finding them. The town council of Charleroi, Pennsylvania, isn't even listed. You got to go hunting and pecking for these people. And they were great when they came on. And they talked about the same thing. They weren't bigoted. They talked about good Haitians there, but the town's being overwhelmed by this. Just like Springfield, Missouri, Springfield, Ohio. The point being, this is unfair. the Taylor Swifts of the world. By the way, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, another home game yesterday, they did not sit in the same box again. And Taylor Swift, oh, we're the best of buddies. What a weasel. What an all-time weasel.
You think it went that deep?
Oh, yeah. It's the second time.
Interesting.
I mean, last year, that was a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
Spectacles. The only thing keeping Brittany Mahomes even of being allowed to go to the game is the greatest player in the game, arguably at some point could be the greatest in history. We'll see.
Right.
Is the quarterback.
That helps.
Otherwise, they're going to tell her to stay home. If this was like just a starter or something like that, she's sitting out in the boondocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Is Rashea Rice's family getting
yeah,
that treatment?
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. No, they don't like this. Is causing trouble with the big here with Taylor Swift. No, Henry, I think one time anything could be, but it's two times. Tonight, I think the both Bidens, there seems to be a lot of stuff around rush hour that people are going to be disturbed or come into the game. Will Dr. Jill Biden get booed tonight? I predict yes.
I mean, it's got to be a mix.
You think a mix?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Will there be any really overt cheering or would it be more golf claps?
Yeah, I'd lean more towards the golf claps.
Now, if Joe Biden's there, though, they might cheer him. See, it's hard to figure out Eagles fans. I think a lot of them are still Democrats. Go figure it. You know, because they were raised in it. It's a union thing, something like that. How in the world would they be in sync with Harrison Walz? It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
But I think they'll clap for Biden because he gave it up to stop Trump.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think Biden's done a good job of having good PR post-presidency here.
Yeah.
Like him, that Trump hat clip.
You think that was good?
I actually laughed at that. I thought that was funny.
It was funny, but I'm not sure what he was intending.
Yeah, no, neither
there,
do I.
You know
but
I mean?
Was like, it was good. It was like, oh, he's not angry and yelling. It's funny.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, 855-839-1210. So we'll see tonight. Nick Foles being honored. By the way, Henry and I will talk about it after the show. Dan out this week. We got to come up with a side question tomorrow for what will be big story tonight. Nick Foles honored. You know, I still treasure that speaker series we did with him. It was the best that I remember. It was electric. And the guy is just like from Mayberry. He shows up, does that, and then goes off into the sunset. He's just the nicest guy imaginable. So if you have an angle, you know, something coming, I'm not sure what it is. I was thinking good guy finishes first. I don't know how we do that, though. U.S. Attorney General responds to the second Trump shooting. FBI is continuing to investigate what appears to be an assassination attempt. Oh, my God. That's the best they have here. The feds aren't going to give you anything of this. They're just rolling along. There's nothing they want to find. They're not curious about anything. All right, so 855-839-1210. I'm coming to you on the side question. Scott Presler here around 1:30. A lot of numbers here breaking. Pennsylvania registration. He's got something on mail-in balloting, how effective it is in rural red Pennsylvania counties. Yeah, it's working. And it better work, because if it doesn't, you're not going to win Pennsylvania. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. One quick question. What is it, in October? Anybody planning to go to the Trump rally outdoors again in Butler, Pennsylvania? Given what happened before, given the incompetency of the Secret Service, are you thinking about it? Sean Parnell will be on the show tomorrow. He was there the first time and was shot at. And we'll see what he says about that. All right, your calls are next. Talk Radio 12.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Scott Presler in about 6-7 minutes here. Side question today, though. 40th anniversary, Miami Vice. Hit us with a TV or film that location is almost like another character. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Hello, Joe. What do you have today?
Book 'em, Dano. Hawaii 5-0.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, Book 'em, Dano was that. And what's the guy's name? Is it Steve something? The toupee was tremendous. I always liked that.
Can't say I ever saw the show, but I know the theme song, so immediately I know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. It was, location was very big with that, not just for the opening credits, but just the residue of the show was around that. Yeah, that was a big one. One of the first Hawaii crime type of things. Leslie, Bryn Mawr, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha. There you go.
So on this second assassination attempt, when I was a kid, I always thought the Secret Service was like the, you know, cream of the crop, the best of the best. And it seems like that has gone away. And it, you know, DE and I certainly come up in these hearings that they are lowering the bar. And they should be, to be, first of all, do you know what a Secret Service agent makes?
Probably over 100,000 at least, right?
Not even close. 24,000.
Well, that's a problem.
And then there's a that is a problem. And then there's a couple that will go up to like maybe 90. But these men should be, or women should be, making a lot more than that. But they should also have qualifications that are beyond, you know, like SEAL team type of training.
Well, look, I agree, Leslie. I see it a little bit that there's that. You're exactly right. But the problem here is that sheriff got it said, well, they deemed it not possible. In other words, they don't want to do it. They're not telling us, well, we don't have the resources, because they could have put local law enforcement out there. They're saying Trump doesn't deserve it on that level, and they're going to follow that protocol come hell or high water.
Well, who determines that?
They do.
So the Secret Service doesn't answer to somebody?
Not that we know of.
Okay, well, then that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I've been saying all day, Leslie. In other words, we're not interfering with their tactics as far as on the scene or whatever. But if they don't see that Trump, due to the threat level and what it would do to the country, deserves the level of presidential or as close as possible to it, then they're in the wrong business. Get out.
Yeah. Do you think if this was happening to Harris, if she were the one, you know, with these attempts, that it would be different?
Yes. They would find out a way to not make it obvious, but I think it would. Some of it's antagonism toward Trump. Some of it is institutional arrogance. They don't like the Republicans in the House, and they're saying there's no force. Now, Biden could jump in, but other than Biden, what's the force out there that could today make life tough for them? They're going to continue to do this, and what's going to happen is there will be some other difficulty down the road, because they're supposed to take, I would argue this, that Trump is even beyond a sitting president, due to what it would do to the country if the worst happens here.
I agree with you. Yes. Yeah, it's almost two scenarios. There's the, you know, presidential scenario, but then there's also the divide in the country scenario, that if something happens to Trump, it could get really ugly.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't that
really
be factored in? But they are sticking to this. And again, they got their back up because they've been embarrassed. And rather than be excellent, Leslie, the guy in question was sighted over 12 hours hanging around the area of the golf course.
Yeah. And who saw him, Dom?
Various citizens have now reported that they saw him.
Joe Citizen saw this guy lingering around and was like, this guy's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the first rule of business. That, 8 to 10 hours in advance. I mean, you came into the event the other night with Don Jr. there. We had people having to go through metal detector background, et cetera. I had to go through it, even though I'm the host. And if there was some guy hanging around there for 8 to 10 hours, the state police or somebody else would have started talking to him.
Sure. Absolutely. Yes.
What's your location, Leslie?
Field of Dreams.
All right. That is a very good one coming up. He got quite a shout out from Don Trump Jr. the other night. The one and only Scott Presler has some numbers, mail-in balloting, voter registration, et cetera. And what's it like on the ground? How do people feel in Pennsylvania after this second attempt? Scott Presler is next here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. How are your cholesterol levels, though? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order in any cholesterol product for free. That's 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code DROP. You buy one, you get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. Dot com. All right, Don Giordano Show. Scott Presler is, well, the other night when we had Don Trump Jr. here, he went out of his way to talk about him. He asked me backstage about how did Pennsylvania look. And, you know, he knows about Scott Presler. Those were some of the items from the other night. Scott Presler with us today with some great news. Hey, Scott, Don Trump Jr. all over it when I said, how do we win in Pennsylvania? He said, clone Scott Presler. Of course we think that.
Well, thank you so much for having me back, Dom. Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. just had me on his podcast Triggered the other day, and I was so thankful to have the support of the president's son. But he sees what we're doing in Pennsylvania, and I have a message to the Democrats. In the last 7 days, we just got data today. I have new, fresh numbers for you, Dom. Democrats added 9,000 voters statewide across Pennsylvania, while Republicans added 13,700. And that comes after the Taylor Swift endorsement. So I'm here to tell you that Scott Pressler's team, Early Vote Action, earlyvoteaction.com, is out registering Taylor Swift in Pennsylvania.
All right. And I think you could do a better stage show, too. I'm just saying, based upon seeing you in person. There you go. So,
well, and you know,
go ahead, Scott.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. In the numbers, so we are now 233 voters away from flipping Luzerne County. But I have some very concerning information. I have heard a rumor that Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, the county that ran out of paper in 2022, that it has a backlog of thousands of voter registrations and thousands of mail-in ballots. Now, this is very concerning, because the deadline to register to vote, Dom, is October 21st, and the deadline for a mail-in ballot is October 29th. But here's why this really concerns me, because mail-in ballots should be processed in the order that they are received. And I worry that if this Luzerne County Board of Elections, if this rumor is indeed true of a backlog of thousands of applications, that we won't be able to process those. And what if people receive their mail-in ballots late?
Yeah, well, we already have that. Scott, Linda Kearns, your auditor, she's the Secretary of Defense, you're of Offense, sent me a long email today exactly about that point that's going to happen across the state. As far as it's not this week, it might take another week before people get their mail-in ballot to then send back.
Exactly. And so that's why I need you guys, if you're in Luzerne County, if you know anyone there, you need to call that office and put peaceful and public pressure on them to make sure that those applications are being processed. And I'm so sorry, I was distracted because I'm driving through Berks County and there's this guy on a bicycle who literally is riding with a Trump 2024 sign on the side of the road while we're going through. So pardon me, but it just shows you the amount of enthusiasm and energy that people are excited to support our president. And especially after, Dom, the second assassination attempt against our president, a second attempt on his life.
Yeah, Scott, the other good news, I follow your Twitter like 6 to 8 times a day. I go to see what you're up to. You report that 11 red rural counties, and both those things are important, we are out mail-in balloting the Democrats there. That is amazing.
Oh, this is huge. So, you know, Republicans, it's been kind of a labor of love getting them on board with early voting and mail-in voting. This is critical. I looked at the data. A couple things. I want to give a shout-out to Pike and Wayne counties. Pike and Wayne are in Northeast Pennsylvania. They're a part of Democrat Biden Kamala Harris supporter Matt Cartwright. And our candidate that we're going to defeat Democrat Cartwright with is Rob Bresnahan. Pike and Wayne have the most mail-in ballot requests per registered Republicans in the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And then third place is Bucks County, and then Montgomery County, and Allegheny County. And so we also have 11 counties that Republicans are outworking the Democrats in terms of mail-in voter registrations. And furthermore, a lot of those are from the Amish counties, like Juniata County, like Mifflin County. And so I'm here to tell you that what we've been doing for the last year, planting these seeds, especially with the Amish, we're now seeing all of that work translate into real, tangible results.
It's the Pressler touch. It really is. The Amish, too. And I've told you I had them on before Bush Jr. won, Scott. Guy had to hold up a phone for the other guy to talk. And once the word got out there, they horse and buggy to the voting booths, but you've gotten them early on. So, Scott, what is it you want people to do, and where do they go to sign up and do it?
Well, you know what, Dom? Tomorrow is National Voter Registration Day. It's Scott Pressler's holiday. So, I need everyone, please, please, print off voter registration applications for Pennsylvania. I want you to honor me by going and visiting your local gun store. Bring voter registration forms with you and leave them there. Ask the owner if you can put them out. Visit your local VFW or American Legion. Visit your local fraternity house if you're near a college. And just try to spend tomorrow registering one new voter, whether it's making sure someone's an active voter, whether they're at their current address, whether it's a brand new one. And you can also sign up at my organization, which is earlyvoteaction.com. And Dom, we are approaching 40 staff across Pennsylvania.
Wow. Unbelievable, Scott. Well-deserved from Don Trump Jr. And behind the scenes, he spoke even more glowingly about exactly what you've done. You're on the radar screen all across the board. Keep it up. Tomorrow, we'll be thinking about you. How are you celebrating tomorrow? Probably getting up at 5 and registering more voters.
Well, I know the time is taken, so I'll make it quick. You know what we're doing? We're going to Shoemakersville, the city that put out an ordinance that said that you can't have Trump signs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Scott, tell people about this crazy town that you can't put signs up unless you get some guy 50 days in advance of something to say you can put them up.
Yeah, so Shoemakersville, which is in Berks County, Pennsylvania, they said they put out an ordinance that you can't have your First Amendment right to free political speech by putting out signs. And so you know what we did? There's a Sheetz in Shoemakersville, and there's an abandoned parking lot right next to it. And so tomorrow, from 5 to 7, if you're near Berks County, you come out to that abandoned parking lot. I will meet you there. We will have Trump signs. I will get you registered to vote, and you will walk away with a beautiful Trump sign that you can put in your lawn and go trigger some liberals.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoy the day tomorrow, Scott. Thank you.
Let's go. All right, bye.
All right. I heard about this Shoemakersville. It sounds made up. And I think across Pennsylvania, these rural hamlets, the yard sign is a big deal. I remember in 2016, people starting to count them and say, look at this. This portends something is actually happening here. Coming up, Linda Kearns, who's the Secretary of Defense, sent me a long email this morning because there's an explanation why most counties are not sending out or could not send out the mail-in ballot today. Okay, I'll explain what that is about momentarily here on Talk Radio 1210, and it will give you a sense of where we are. All right, got a couple of other things in that. Your calls. Hit us with something that is a location that makes the film or the TV series. It's like another character. That's what we're looking for. Hey, I've told you for years about my great friend, dentist, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, and the Bentz Dental Group. I've also told you about my experiences with Dr. Bentz, that it is second to none. And I've been to a lot of dentists over the years, the last 10 years with Dr. Bentz, as far as just developing a plan. You know, it's not sporadic for your own dental care and what you're going to do. I've talked about some of the transformations. I know it's no big deal to you, maybe, but using an electric toothbrush, I went, I'm not going to do that. I am now. The water pick, special kind of water pick, all stuff that blends into exactly what Dr. Bentz has created. And when you go and you need something, you know, to have your teeth fitted, new tooth put in, whatever it might be, you cannot beat the level of technology and John, the artisan who creates your teeth, along with that 3D printer. It is one stop for great dental care for the whole family. So the Bentz Dental Group, you find them at BentzDentalGroup.com. And if you're fearful of the dentist, even a little bit, this is exactly the place to go. Get that appointment today at 610-272-6949. The website, BentzDentalGroup.com. Tell them Dom G sent you, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom G or Dano Show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. I just saw President Biden, who happens to be in Philadelphia. So I'm not sure why there'd be rush hour difficulties, whether he's leaving or not. He's here for something. Anyhow, he made comments about the second assassination attempt of President Trump. And he said, oh, the acting director of the Secret Service is in Florida now. So let's slow down. And he's assessing whether any added steps might be taken for such a commendable job that the Secret Service did. We want to make sure. How about the basics? You're not going to get away with it. How about the basics? The basics is you got this maniac out there in the shrubbery or going back and forth to his car for 12 hours, reported today, prior to the shooting. How about the basics that this arrogant man leading the Secret Service and other arrogant leadership give President Trump the level of protection that a president of the United States gets? How about saying, you know, we're going to talk about the protocols here, and it shouldn't be just the president of the United States ordinarily, and then the chain of office, that's the most important. You also have to take a look, if you're a leader, at a simple fact. This has happened twice on your watch. People are not believing everything is being done. There's conspiracy out there. And arguably, if the worst happened, what would the state of the country be? How about that? How about somebody asking him about that? Can you imagine? They're there assessing something as simple as putting local law enforcement on the perimeter of the golf course. They deem that not possible for the level that Trump should get. This is the bureaucratic arrogance. Now, some of it fueled by the fact it's Trump. Probably, yes. But some of it is fueled by their out of control. In what universe doesn't somebody step into this mayhem and say, of course you should have taken the simple precaution. Where's the infrared? Where are the drones? Where's any number of things? How does a guy hang around for 12 hours in one form or another and most likely would have been able to get off a shot? How do you do that and commend everybody? Commend them for what? Assess what? There's no expertise needed here. It's not about expertise. It's about a decision. Is it the end of the world to break your, quote, protocols? This is the same guy, the Secret Service head, who has the protocol, will get back to you at, we have 60 days. That's not written anywhere. They're making it up. Why 60 days? Why not 59 days? How do we let organizations like this get into this? This is what a new presidency has to do once and for all, rein in this group. It's not just the FBI. It's the Secret Service mentality. Common sense says, what would it hurt? Let's start with that question. What would it hurt to give Trump the protection level that a president gets in this? And give it to Harris, too. I'm okay if you give it to Vance and Walz. It's worth the money. Is it the money? No, we're not setting that precedent. How dare you? How dare you? These are not people that are bright and creative. So I'm telling you, yes, some of it could be antagonism toward Trump, but there's something more here. I just think it's this institutional nonsense. They'll determine it. They're an expert. We got this protocol. You shut up. And I think the American people have to say, no, that's it. Where are representatives to tell them? Well, I have some sound from some. No, no, no. There's nothing here that would be lost by giving Trump. And if you want to do it with Harris, too, I'm fine. How much more money is it going to cost? Is it going to cost $5 million, $2 million? Give us a figure. Is that not worth it to get to the finish line with this election? If you say no, something's wrong with you. Something's really wrong. All right, coming up, an old friend joins us. And this is the guy I've raved about for years. Going into polling places in Philadelphia to actually take on the system in a legal manner. Do we have that sound, Henry? Been able to find it? It's from the Romney election. I'll describe it in a minute. Kevin Kelly is back with us. I've never seen somebody as good at what he does. And he is involved with election integrity in the place where we need it most. Maybe in the country, I would argue. I know of no place as arrogant and out of control for this stuff than Philadelphia. So Joe DeFelice, who formerly headed up the Republican Party here, is in charge, and Kevin's come out of retirement to join him for setting this up. Now, I'll just throw the ball to him, and you're going to hear him tell you what has to be done in order to have election integrity in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania when we come up to the big day. All right, we got the side question going on. We'll take your calls, too, at 855-839-1210, Dom Giordano Show.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.